Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunt of a lifetime, changing lives one adventure at a time, empowering kids with courage. Join us in creating memories for kids facing life-threatening illnesses. We are here to make dreams come true. From magical outdoor escapades to heartwarming experiences, every moment is cherished. With every step of our young heroes, find a network of support, love, families, volunteers, and friends unite to uplift spirits and spread smiles. Amidst breathtaking landscapes, kids find strength they never knew they had. Together, we conquer challenges and celebrate victories. Be a part of the movement that transforms lives. Your contribution can bring courage and hope where it's needed most. Go to huntofalifetime.org to get involved. Let's create a world of cherished moments and unstoppable bravery. Brought to you in part by Maine Operation Game Thief, New Hampshire Wildlife Heritage Foundation, International Wildlife Crime Stoppers, and the North American Game Warden Museum. Please join me, Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and other Game Wardens on our adventures, protecting wildlife, saving lives, and having fun, all while serving the public and the natural resources of our planet. Listen to the tales and experiences of those who work in the outdoors while being entertained with stories about encounters with poachers, wildlife investigation, murder investigation, near-death experiences, search and rescue missions, wildlife interactions from game wardens around the country and around the world. When I retired, I realized I couldn't let go of that legacy, but rather wanted to share the passion, the commitment, and the stories of those men and women that call themselves game wardens. This is Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and this is Warden's Watch. Warden's Watch. Episode 120, Marshall Nitsch, International Game Warden Magazine. It's really cool when you grow up wanting to be a game warden and you look at this magazine called International Game Warden and you learn all about game wardens as you grow up. And then to be in it as a podcaster is really cool. Because it's kind of, it's the other side of the written word is the spoken word. And podcasting certainly is a spoken word. I always say that the written word certainly isn't my forte. But to sit down and talk with Marshall about International Game Warden Magazine is certainly a highlight for me because that was that iconic magazine that I continued right out of high school, continually flipped through it and learned all about game wardens across the United States, Canada, internationally. It was the way we connected back then. And still, when you pick up a magazine and get to see those pictures with the articles, I'll tell you that's one magazine that I won't stop getting because of that connection. And even though we have so many digital formats today, there is nothing like getting that magazine in the mail that you really like and flipping through it and seeing what's new and exciting and then just picking it apart at your own pace. So I hope you guys enjoy this one because, like I said, it's iconic for me. It should be iconic for every game warden. International Game Warden Magazine certainly has been a part of the game wardens since its conception. So I do want to remind you that if you want to guys want to see stuff on Patreon too. So a lot of the interviews we videotape and we put them on Patreon. And there's a lot of little extras on there. So we'll start the video before and run it after too. And so you get a lot of insight into some of our guests. Mustafa Speaks was really, really interesting. We had a lot of stuff before and after. Just a dynamic individual. Really enjoyed that one. And it just gives little things here and there. So when we're coming up on our second interview with CJ Box too, about his new book outcoming. So that'll be released very shortly. We're going to be talking about that. So a lot of exciting things here at Warden's Watch as we come into 2024. Really excited for the year. So please get to the Apple Podcast, give us a rating, tell people what you think. That always helps for sure. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed this one. I did.
On this Warden's Watch podcast, we are sitting down with Marshall Nitsch of International Game Warden magazine. And this is the magazine that inspired me to be a game warden. Actually, we didn't have podcasts back then, and all the information came from International Game Warden for me. I used to get it from former game wardens. They would hand it to me. I got quite a collection when I went to college because one of the kids that were on the floor, his dad was a game warden from New York, and next time he brought a stack of IGWs to me, Marshall. So I find this magazine, and I think a lot of game wardens find this magazine as a source of information, as a source. It's a passion, and I think we all love it dearly. And then, you know, Warden's Watch, you featured Warden's Watch in the magazine, and it was probably the coolest thing in my life to be in the, and I've been in Time Magazine, at least my name has, so, but I think IGW is so much more important than Time Magazine. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I want to hear some of your backstory. I want to hear about the magazine, the evolution of it. There's so much to talk about when it comes down to IGW. A, your passion for it as well, Marshall.
I tell you what, Wayne. Well, first off, thank you very much for having me on this podcast. It's quite an honor, and a lot of guys have approached me with stories like you.
Yeah.
Miles of IGW and just thought that the great tradition of a game warden. So It is an honor to edit NAWEA's official publications.
Yeah.
Yep. My first started as a deputy in 2010 in Pennsylvania. I started writing some stories about it, and I submitted it to IGW thinking, oh, they're never going to get published. No one's going to want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And the editor at the time, Todd Van Divert, he saw something in that story, and he said, hey, this is really good. Can you write more?
Mm-hmm.
Became a regular writer. Then, you know, you kind of matriculate more. He goes, hey, you want to be my assistant? And the whole time, he was mentoring me. So I've been writing for IGW since about 2015, and just these last couple of years I've
been. Yeah, and Todd's been on our podcast, too, as well.
Fantastic.
So it's incredible guy, incredible writer, incredible investigator. Oh. Just you know, when you cut Todd, he bleeds green.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
Mm. So you got a background. You're actually a deputy for the Pennsylvania Game Commission,
yeah,
correct?
Yep. So, you know, I always wanted to be a game warden. I was a teacher. I'm a full-time teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I always love the outdoors.
What do you teach?
I teach elementary. At math, right now, currently third grade.
Oh, boy. So God bless you.
Yeah. Well, you should see my classroom, Wayne. It is all outdoors, mounts, and we actually raise trout in the classroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I raise them right. They love the outdoors and hunting.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I'm an elementary teacher full-time, and then I always wanted to be a game warden, and the chance came along, so I was a part-time game warden,
mm-hmm.
and then now I edit the magazine. So
yeah, and each one of us appreciates that. That's one thing, I don't have the skill set in the written word, so that's why I talk. People can't shut me up, and I thought that was a good segue into it.
And you know what? Every game warden has the best stories.
Mm.
If they would just put it to paper, I mean, I would have plenty. There's plenty of fodder out there, and that's part of why I'm here. I'd love to just kind of talk about the different columns I have.
Right.
And just encourage any officer, whether you think you have a story or not, if you put it on paper and submit it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
special.
It's great. So you encourage game wardens to put it on paper and send it to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And
you know
what? And we could fix it up. I mean, like, if you're not that English major, mm-hmm. that's okay.
Yeah.
Send me pictures. Send me whatever you've got.
Yeah, because a picture's worth 1,000 words,
exactly.
Right? That's the problem with podcasting. We don't have the pictures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I put it on video, I throw it up and see what sticks. But it isn't like the iconic pictures that we have, because still photos are still some of the best communication you know, I think in a trial and stuff, when you throw out some photos of evidence and stuff, that has impact.
Agreed. Yeah. And you know, that we have anything from full length features with lots of photos, and that's mm-hmm. kind of a little bit more in depth. But even if you have just a little paragraph about the case in the picture, we can, mm-hmm. we can get that in there as well. So
yeah. So how long have you been doing this for?
So I've been submitting since 2015.
Yeah.
Actually, an editor now for about 10 issues, 2 years.
Okay.
So we're published seasonally.
Uh huh.
Yep. And I would like to go through and just kind of talk about some of the different columns we have.
100%. Let's do it.
Okay. Absolutely. So every issue kind of starts with the editor's desk. You know, just kind of how I have a theme, whether it's like mm-hmm. networking or education, just any kind of theme for that particular issue. Then we jump into the front lines. That's usually an injured game warden or a fatality somewhere. So hopefully I like it when I cannot find something for the front lines.
Because mm-hmm.
that's usually...
Right.
Yeah. So we usually try to do front lines and then behind the badge, maybe rescues of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of technology. We have two different technology columns. Steve Beltran, he does the technology toolbox. He actually does TimberTech. It's Patrick does the technology toolbox. So and there's so much gear. I mean,
and that's what wardens need is to know about technology. Yeah, to be honest with you, because I appreciate those guys so much to give that information to me. Because both setting up here, you know, things went wrong and I had to. I got wires going everywhere now. I got things. I made it work, but I feel like, you know.
Yeah, those guys, when Steve and Patrick submit something, I'm like, what's this? You know, I've learned so much through those guys. I think that's a really popular
Very, very, very cool. So two technologies. So I've, again, twice appreciate that. That's good. So, and?
Yeah, we also do a Voices from Abroad. Nancy Foley, who you've talked to.
Yeah.
I think you've actually had on my whole entire staff on your podcast.
Yeah, I think I have.
Cream of the crop. I've got some really good officers who help me with this magazine. Nancy Foley is one. She collects stories from international.
Yeah, what a leader in conservation.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, she gets me pictures and like, right now there's the story out of Belize. I mean, she's just really neat officer.
So. Yeah.
So she does the international voice. And you know, even that puts the I, we're international game warden. She puts the I in GW. So that's nice to have. I write a column called Martial Law. It's usually that goofy too. So sometimes it's humor, sometimes it's like hunting and fishing stuff.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Very cool.
Yep. The one that you were actually in, Wayne, was the Published Protector. We try to find game wardens who have written works and highlight them, spotlight them, and just kind of share what they did. So
very cool.
We had your Cowboy in the Woods on that.
Yeah.
And my son loved
Thank
that.
You.
My son loved that book.
Yeah.
I think he spent the next week looking for frogs. So thanks a lot for that. Thanks a lot for that, Wayne.
So cool.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep. And then we also have a to read or not to read, kind of like a game warden book review.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
there's just so many out there.
There are.
From you know, your Joe Pickett's to everything in between.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really popular because game wardens have a good story.
Right.
So we have Rich Phillips, great guy. He does all the reviews for that.
Mm-hmm.
And every issue, he does at least two or three books.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the agency profile. So every season, we try to find a different agency, whether it's Canada, state in the United States. And we just try to highlight all the good things they do, the unique wildlife they have or biology of that state.
Well, what's like the next issue? You know, who's going to be highlighted in the next issue? Can you give us a little sneak peek?
Washington State in the fall.
Yeah.
And the one that's out right now, we always try to do the hosting conference.
So we're right here in Utah.
Right now, Utah. So the one that's out right now is Utah. They did a great job.
Yeah.
In fact, it's kind of neat. I had one of the officers come up. Hey, I took that picture on the cover. It's a cougar. It's a mountain lion, and, you know, collared, and he took the picture and said, that was me that took that. So it's kind of neat to make those connections.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. And so fall will be Washington State,
mm-hmm.
and then winter will be New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really neat when we get stories from all over the world. Yeah, so agency profiles, and then we do International Digest is great. That's the quick snippets, the highlight cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get, whether it's Colorado, Oregon, anywhere, they'll send me a little paragraph about a case they did or an update, a picture, and that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, because we get flashes from everywhere.
Yep. And then we also do a bits and pieces. Terry Hodges does a great job. You've interviewed
Terry. Yes, I've interviewed Terry as well. Yeah.
Just the old timer, all the experience he has. And he's fantastic.
He is fantastic.
And he's one of those guys, I don't need to change a word with him. And I love writers like that. Like I said, I invite everything.
Yeah.
But when Terry submits something, I'm like, yep, that's good. It's ready. We do wildlife concoctions, so we need a little recipe. If you have a good wild game recipe, you could submit it.
Yeah.
We need help learn how to cook, right?
Yeah, no, I love cooking, so. And wild game is tricky because it's usually very lean. So those are always good tips to have, and certain spices go better than others with wild game, so.
And half of recipes use bacon, right?
Oh, isn't that the truth, so. And, you know, some things are difficult, like goose. Oh, my goodness. You know, all I want to do is grind up a goose and make a sausage because it becomes a pain in the butt. So, and I always want to, you know, because crow hunting's popular. And I don't, you know, people don't eat crow. But, you know, where'd that saying come from, you know, I gotta eat crow. So that means at some point in time they were eating crow.
Absolutely.
Whether they liked it or not, I don't know. But I
hire something, yeah.
Yeah, there is something there. They had the blackbird pie, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And another part, I really enjoy this. On the back of every issue, we have the Look Who's Reading. Game wardens from all across the country. They'll take a picture holding the magazine.
Yeah.
We've had funny ones. During times of COVID, they were all on a computer screen. I mean, there must have been like 20 or 30 officers holding it up. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah,
that's a bunch cool. of guys on a boat. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Get creative with it. And it's fun.
We'd be on search and rescue missions, and Mark Hensel would pull out, you know, a couple IGWs
awesome.
And hand them out, and we'd take some photos on top of Mount Washington or who knows where we'd be. But Mark always had a few magazines to throw out so we could take some pictures. So.
That's great. I encourage all to do that. I wish I had even more on file. I think right now I'm about a year out. I think I got 4 or 5 on file, and I just wish I had more from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool.
Well, those are all the different columns we have and pieces, but...
Mm-hmm. No, so where can somebody, like new game wardens or wannabe game wardens or baby game wardens, as Colonel Henderson of Georgia likes to call them, you know, I think we just want all the information we can all about game wardens, and hopefully they know about IGW, but if they don't, how can they get their hands on it?
That's a great question. So there's actually two different ways. One, the NUWIA website, because we're their official publication, we're directly linked right there.
Yeah.
You could get even more on the internationalgamewarden.com, internationalgamewardenmagazine.com. They actually will have like some of our samples. You could subscribe there. We have all the different information right on that website.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. I wish this magazine did reach more hands of others that are just game wardens. You know, I know this publication.
My college now subscribes to IGW,
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Because that's for every college that has a conservation law program, if they're not getting IGW for their students, they are, you know, they're doing them short for sure, because my students now are looking for it as it comes in. They're like, you know, when do you think it's going to be in? And, you know, the quarter's up. And I'm like, yep, just wait. And they put it right out there in front of the library.
You just made my day.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Some of the agencies will actually have a subscription for each of their officers. That's fantastic. We promote that. But yeah, one of my goals, I would just love for, you know, just like people pick up Field and Stream or Popular Mechanics, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool to have just the public, because I think so many times the public doesn't know about game wardens, our job.
Right,
And this, hopefully, this.
It's our job to teach them.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a podcast or a magazine or every which way we can. And one of the things I'm really excited about seeing, Marshall, is International Game Warden Magazine has been around since the 80s, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, in fact, we were founded in 1984 by Don Hastings. He's kind of like
1984. Because that's, you know, I graduated in high school in 1988, and IGW, I was actually looking at it in that time frame.
It's incredible.
He
and his wife, they used to travel all over the country to get stories. They didn't have like this technology we did, emails like,
100%.
Hey, Wayne, shoot me a picture of this or that article. They actually were on foot,
100%.
Foot soldiers. And he just recently passed not too long ago, and I looked at an email he had sent me, and it meant so much. He just said, like, Marshall, I see what you're doing here. It's kind of a passing the torch kind of thing. It really meant a lot.
Yeah, he made his mark on the game wardens for sure, and certainly appreciate and honor him for taking that and making that his passion and starting this and helping so many of us along the ways. Yeah, very iconic person to have the foresight to do this. So
absolutely.
And you know, I'm noticing here, and maybe you can help me out, IGW has been around since the 80s, but NUWIA is changing its name. And I'm big on branding and branding again and again. So International Game Warden Association, and then NUWIA is, you know, the kind of the transition, I think, we're going to call that phase. But now we're branding the magazine, we're branding the association, and I'm big on trying to call everything the same name as it really is and simplify things, because that's what I'm learning as far as trying to market, you know, the podcast and stuff. Yeah, that the more we put the same words in, the better we are connecting and communicating to the people that want to connect.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, I'm always, and I'll bang on the podcast and International Wildlife Crime Stoppers about, you know, Wildlife Crime Stoppers New Hampshire, Wildlife Crime Stoppers Utah. Mm-hmm. And as we go around the nation and we start branding it, because I'm running into high school kids that, you know, hunt and fish, and they have no idea what an Operation Game Thief is.
Yeah.
They think
it's nice to have
stealing my
language,
video. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I love about branding. It's simplifying. And I think we're in that transition, and we're doing that. And, you know, IGW, back in '84, we've been branding that, and now we're going to segue to the association in that same manner. So I think that's going to be an incredible mark and an incredible marketing tool for the magazine, for the association, for everybody. Thanks for sitting down and just giving us anything else you want to fill in the end, or?
Oh, I just am so proud to be here. Pennsylvania. I know my Pennsylvania brothers and sisters out there.
Yeah.
When we go to these conferences and they say, Pennsylvania, stand up. I mean, it's well attended.
It's well attended.
Really,
yes.
Good tradition there. And
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm proud of Pennsylvania as well. They are leaders in conservation as well. And, you know, you taking on the magazine right there in the heart of the country is epic, giving your time to it. To as a deputy, as a teacher, and then combining those skill sets into continuing International Game Warden Magazine.
Oh, well, hey, it's an honor, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Marshall, for joining us and spreading the word. And magazines are so great when you get them. I get excited when I get them in the mail.
It's nothing like holding it. You got to have that book.
The first flip through, you know, and I had to say, you know, that's never going to go away.
I agree, and I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining us, Marshall. Please join me, Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and other game wardens on our adventures, protecting wildlife, saving lives, and having fun, all while serving the public and the natural resources of our planet. Listen to the tales and experience of those who work in the outdoors while being entertained with stories about encounters with poachers, wildlife investigation, murder investigation, near-death experiences, search and rescue missions, wildlife interactions from game wardens around the country and around the world. When I retired, I realized I couldn't let go of that legacy, but rather wanted to share the passion, the commitment, and the stories of those men and women that call themselves Game Wardens. This is Game Warden Wayne Saunders, and this is Warden's Watch.